Well, this was we were unloading a bunch of items from trailers and storage units that we have as we collect items for the big flea sale, which is held at North Cross School. It would be next Saturday here on campus. And as we set up in the gym to bring in the items, we set items aside, kind of group them by athletic equipment, furniture, et cetera, et cetera. And this one came in with a bunch of framed pieces, and somebody happened to pick it up and said, "Yeah, this is kind of cool. I mean, this is a really nice frame and really nice matted." And you know, they saw a dental certificate, doctor of dental surgery. So someone looked at the name and went, "Holiday. Is this real? You think this is a fake?" So somebody else came over and went, "Holiday, you know, who's that?" And somebody said, "Holiday, Doc Holiday." And we went, "No way." So immediately the phones get out and people start Googling, you know, Doc Holiday. And it was a doctor of dental surgery and was from the Pennsylvania College of Dental Surgery. And the diploma was dated March 1st, 1872. So people were just buzzing, and it was really a lot of fun. And the next thing you know, we find out, yes, he did indeed go there, and he did graduate on that date, and there was a lot of documentation to show that. And one of the people that we have here is a printer. He came over, brought his loop, and he's looking at the ink and said, you know, this really, the way that they framed it, somebody spent a lot of money on this framing, and this would be consistent with kind of historical document framing. So we're going, "Oh my, you know, where did this come from?" And somebody had donated a giant, you know, a building that they purchased. They donated all the stuff from the building, furniture and furnishings and pictures and dental equipment and things like that. So, you know, it really started to create a buzz. Well, we have on staff here, Wanda Finney, Dr. Wanda Finney, is also an archivist. And I called her up and said, "Could you come over and take a look at this?" And she looked and she said, "You know what? This the seal, the raised seal, you know, from appearances, it could be, you know, it could be an historic document, the way it was folded and framed." And so she's started on this trail of calling, I guess the University of Pennsylvania took over back in, I think, 1909, took over the Pennsylvania College of Dental Surgery, and she started to talk to them. They couldn't really help her, but they gave her a lead for I guess the Holiday family and you know, down in Georgia. So she's following that up. In the meantime, one of the other volunteers knew Ken Farmer, who does the Antiques Roadshow, and Ken said that, you know, he might stop by next Wednesday to look at it. So it's just created a lot of buzz, and it's been a lot of fun.